Grief is a natural process. Still, sometimes it may feel extremely complex, like when we lose someone who was abusive. Hello, this is Ligia Hubin. Welcome to Transforming Grief, a place of love where we come together with an open mind and open heart. In this episode, we will explore how to cope with the death of an abusive person. We'll talk about different emotions we may experience, such as relief, sadness, or guilt. When we are grieving the death of someone who was abusive, the process itself can be very complex and at times misunderstood. Yes, it can be misunderstood by people around us, by either our family or friends who knew about this situation and may not understand what is going on with us, especially because of society. No, society has expectations. We know that society has expectations on how we, quote unquote, should grieve. And in the case when we lose a person who was abusive, of course, there are expectations there, and then we may feel isolated. We may feel that no one understands what is going on with us. Because the grieving process, when we are facing the loss of a loved one, can be laden with so many emotions. Because we may feel relief, we may feel guilt, we may feel anger, and all these emotions that we experience may be confusing and may make us ponder, wonder, like, how are we grieving? Is it okay that I am experiencing all these emotions? You know, when I run group support groups or I do the seminars, we talk about these things because it happens. You know, this type of loss we know happen, and people may feel lost. And that is the beauty when we are in a support group, because we're talking and then someone expresses maybe that they feel guilty and the other person relief. So they feel, it's not only me. And we have said that in other episodes, because I believe in the power of support groups, because it is a space where we can share how we feel. Remember that in a support group, what we want is not to complain, but to share and at the same time give ourselves the opportunity to heal. Now, as we talk about the different emotions, well, we talk about relief. And yes, the relief may come because the abuse has ended. It's done. So we feel relieved, and at the same time, because we feel relieved, then we may feel guilty. And then guilt comes because of that sense of feeling relieved. So it's like, you know, back and forth. And then because there were some unresolved conflicts, that they stay there. And that, at the same time, may produce anger. You know, may produce anger because sometimes there are unresolved issues, and sometimes because the memories we may have of the person who died has a lot of pain. So that makes us feel angry. May make us feel angry. Remember that we're talking about emotions that may arise. Doesn't mean that they have to arise. Okay? They may. It's just to bring them to our conversation to understand that they can happen. Another emotion, and it is natural, is to feel sad. Yes, even when the person was abusive, yes, but there may be sadness because we lost that person. And even the loss of the relationship, even then, So it's for us to understand, okay, all these conflicting feelings, because all these things may make us feel confused, and we want to understand our emotions. When we lose a person who was abusive, this can be a type of loss known as ambiguous loss. And this term was coined by Dr. Pauline Boss. She is a family therapist and academic, and she actually wrote a book, the same name, Ambiguous Loss. And she talks about this type of loss that is when it happens when, you know, it lacks clarity and closure. You know, when there is physical absence, you know, psychological presence, but at the same time, physical absence, or vice versa. So it is conflicting, this type of actually loss, because the grief itself cannot be fully resolved. And when we are grieving an abusive person, because of all these complex emotions that we may experience, and the circumstances around the loss can bring that sense of ambiguity, okay? And we want to understand that this can happen, and it can be manifested, experiencing anger, experiencing even fear at times, okay? So we may go into thinking about the memories we have, and remember that our thoughts have a great influence on how we feel and how we act. So that's why, because it is so complex, we want to pay attention to our thoughts, where our thoughts are taking us, okay? Because we may have unresolved issues, we may have unanswered questions, or we may even have emotions that we had inside that we were never able to express. And now, after that person dies, we are experiencing the emotions and also expressing them, okay? So that is something that you want to pay attention, because it may be the time now to resolve past conflicts or expressing feelings to someone who can listen to you. If you feel that it is extremely difficult to do it with a family member or a friend, ask for help. Ask for help. There is help there. You can go either to a support group, or you can go to a therapist, coach, but someone who can listen and guide you through this complex grieving process. And also, because we feel this way, then we may tend to be isolated, and not only emotionally isolated, but also social. And we know that we are not an island. We want, you know, to be able to express, but the thing is that because the unique nature of this type of grief, we may want to be isolated because we don't want to be judged by others. And that is the challenge that we encounter. That's why, you know, belonging to a group can help a lot. Also, because this type of loss, at times, we may not have the rituals that we would love to have because of this ambiguity, you know, of the type of loss, of the lack of understanding from others. So this can be extremely challenging, and what we want is to start with us, to start with us and deal with this type of loss when we have lost someone who was abusive. What do we do? The first thing we want is to learn how to cope, and the first step is to acknowledge how you feel. Yes, all those emotions that I mentioned, and maybe you have other emotions, all those emotions, acknowledge them and express them. Please stay away from judgment. Do not judge yourself. Remember that all your emotions are valid. So that is something that can help you. You can express them. Remember, you can talk about it. You can write about it. You can go for a run and vent out, or go for a fast walking and vent out. If you have anger, go, you know, to a class of kickboxing or something that gives you the opportunity to release all those emotions. You can scream, you can hit, you know, as long as, remember, you don't hurt yourself or you don't hurt others. But you can release and let go of all those emotions, okay? Also, remember that when we are expressing all, besides journaling or writing, you can go into being creative through art, through music, writing a letter to the person stating all those things that are hurting you inside. And then as you put all those things on the paper, you can just then rip it off and release it. You can burn the letter. That ritual can be extremely, extremely helpful. All those things help in the grieving process. And remember to pay attention to self-care. Yes, take care of yourself physically. Nurture your body, doing some exercise, resting, and emotionally expressing the emotion, spiritually connecting with nature, connecting with, if you believe in a higher being, you know, letting go of, you know, being able to forgive. It's helpful. However, we know forgiveness is a choice and it can also be a process. There's a beautiful book called precisely that way. Forgiveness is a choice. So we know that all those things can help us. And again, isolation doesn't help. Ignoring your feelings doesn't help neither. Going into trying to cope with abusing alcohol or drugs, of course, that doesn't help neither. Because remember, that is like a band-aid numbing you, but the feelings are still there. So always connect with how you feel, express them, so you can release them and give yourself the opportunity to heal. I send you a hug with all my love, understanding that this process can be extremely complex, deep, and painful. However, remember, go there, tap into your resources, finding that way inside of you. As you acknowledge your emotions and as you process them, you can go into that space inside of you that you can heal from the inside out.